Oktoberfest usually brings in 100,000 people with its Maple Leaf Parade on opening weekend, according to Dave Clements. He's executive director of the La Crosse Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. However, Clements says it's a bit quieter this year.
The phones are still ringing, but there is that little less of demand at this point. There are a few rooms open. Typically, the week of, all the rooms are full. It really relates to the economy. People are cautious about spending their dollars.
Clements says he expects to see full hotels by Saturday. He estimates Oktoberfest will bring in more than $3 million to the La Crosse area economy. Meanwhile, the Warren's Cranberry Festival near Toma is also expected to rake in over $3 million this weekend. Lindsay Koblenz is a spokeswoman for Cranfest.
We think it's going to be better this year than last year. Vendors are just like they should be in the past. We are expecting some extra visitors to show up because of some national recognition we've gotten this year from Oprah Magazine and also Sunshine Arts Magazine.
About 80 miles south of Warren's, Gays Mills will hold its annual Apple Festival. Joe Brandt is event chairman. He says they pulled off Apple Fest last year despite the floods. He adds things are looking good this year.
We always count on Apple Fest. Because we get about 20,000 people here, and those people have to eat. And so that's what all these local groups do, is they serve food and they make a fair amount of money, and it kind of keeps us floating.
In fact, Brandt says event proceeds are probably the only things keeping a Gays Mills Village church going year after year. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Danielle Kading.